Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Thirsty Thursdays. Last week, my daughter Trinity and I showed you how to make a healthier, thriftier, vegan caramel frappuccino. And this week, I am going to show you how to make my secret no-guilt iced coffee drink. Since I suffer from migraines, I abstain from chocolate. So I am going to show you how to make this mocha frappuccino with carob, actually. But you could also make it with raw cacao. So whatever you want to make it with is fine. Also, one thing that has been super helpful for me with reducing my headaches and migraines is eliminating sugar from my diet. So I will be sweetening my frappuccino with stevia. And today I'm going to be sweetening it with vanilla stevia. One nice thing about carob is that it's already naturally sweet. So unlike cacao, which is really bitter, and it requires a lot of sweetening on top of it, carob is really sweet already, so it kind of adds sweetness to whatever you're doing already. If you suffer from migraines, I highly recommend checking out the following books. My Migraine Miracle, even though the title is a bit unfortunate, was a big game changer for me. And also The Grain Brain. Actually, Tim read that one for me and fed me the information. But those books were really great and really helped us a lot, because I think if one person suffers from migraines in a family, which actually our whole family suffers from them, but it affects the whole family. So let's get down to making our healthier, thriftier, vegan mocha frappuccino today. So we're going to start with a cup of ice in your blender. And sometimes I make this just in, I make this without blending it, and just in a cup with ice and the milk and the stevia, without even the carob too. So you can do that as well. Then you're going to add about half a cup of the Dandy Blend, which we talked about last week. You mix a teaspoon of Dandy Blend in, in boiled water. And then you're going to add a heaping teaspoon of carob. And a cup of non-dairy milk. Now add your 5 or 10 drops of stevia, depending on how sweet you want it to be. And you're going to blend all of this together. So there you have it, a thriftier, healthier, definitely lower in sugar, vegan mocha frappuccino. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up. I'd love to hear your feedback on it. Leave your comments below and subscribe to our channel. Cheers.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.